Hey Tony, this is Aaron.
I'm Javier.
My name is Ian.
And I'm Vanessa.
This is group All Is Good, and today we're going to be talking about electricity and magnetism and how they interact with each other and why that's important in our everyday life. I'm not too positive on the subject right now. I know a little bit about it, but I want to expand on it. For example, I know that we have an equation that states that the radius is equal to the mass times the velocity divided by the charge of a particle times the magnetic field that particle is in. I'm not sure what exactly that relates to or where it comes from, but do you know much about that, Ian?
Yeah, I know a little bit about that equation. Well, what that equation is describing is the radial path of a charged particle in a magnetic field. So when a charged particle moves through a magnetic field, it moves in radial motion. And, well, the way we have to figure out where this equation comes from, and we'll start with a basic equation that is force equals mass times acceleration. But we want radial acceleration because the charged particle is moving in a radial motion. So we make acceleration equal to velocity squared divided by the radius, and that's the equation for radial acceleration. But the other thing is we have force, but we want to describe force in a magnetic field. So the force on a charged particle in a magnetic field is given by the equation F equals the charge of the particle multiplied by the velocity that the particle is moving through the magnetic field and multiplied by the magnitude of the magnetic field. And when we combine all these equations together, we can solve for R, and we get the mass, the radius of the charged particle is equal to the mass of the particle times the velocity at which it's moving, and divided by the charge of the particle multiplied by the magnitude of the magnetic field. And so we have this equation, but it's pretty useless unless we apply it to life. So
what might we use something like that for?
Well, yeah, we can apply it to life. For example, there's mass spectrometry where we can determine different isotopes. And how this works is first we use a velocity selector. And how a velocity selector works is we accelerate certain particles, and we accelerate them through an electric and magnetic field, which are perpendicular to one another. And what this does is it selects only certain particles with a one velocity.
Okay.
So then these particles that were selected are then sent through a magnetic field.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, like in the magnetic field, this is where the particle undergoes its radial motion.
Okay, so like the magnetic field is turning it?
What's that?
The magnetic field is turning the particle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that's how we determining the radius, finding the differences in radius, then that's how we can find the masses, right?
Yeah, because we can control all the variables in the radial motion equation. We can control the magnetic field that it's moving through. The velocity selector controlled the velocity. The mass will be the only independent variable, and the charge is given by the ionization part of the mass spectrometer. So now that we only have the mass as the one, I guess, independent variable, we can separate different charge. We can separate different charge particles.
We'll have different isotopes.
That's cool. What else might we use something like that for? The electricity and magnetism?
We use electricity and magnetism and stuff in everyday life. Like your generators, your DC motors, those all work on electricity and magnetism. Like a generator, what you're doing there is just moving a magnet through a bunch of coils to induce a a current to power up your generators, which if you're going camping a lot, you power up your motorhome.
Oh, that's cool.
Other stuff like that. The other thing you use it for is DC motors. What that is, it's just basically the opposite of a generator. Well, you're driving a current through a bunch of coils to move a magnet, which in turn moves a little rotator thing. And that could power up your fans, your little toy cars, all types of other things.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I was also learning about at my work how loudspeakers have an electromagnetic force being used. They were saying basically you send an electric current through what's called a voice coil, and that coil is inside of a magnet. When you send that electric current through there, it makes it react with that magnet, either repelling or attracting the magnet, and which in turn moves a speaker, which makes us sound. So that's pretty cool. Okay.
And I think Tony also talked about how if you do the loudspeaker in reverse, you can come up with a microphone.
Oh yeah, I remember him talking about that. It was basically the force of the air coming from our voice moves the speaker, which moves an electric coil through a magnet, which then creates an electric current sending it back into the computer. So I guess we're using electricity and magnetism right now, huh?
Right,
that's
right.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. But back to that mass spectrometer thing, like what is that actually useful for?
Well, I don't know. I was kind of thinking about that too, because I don't know. So the mass spectrometer.
Well, we could use it for carbon dating, right? We can use it for, I don't know, for example, if we find dead people, we can find out how old they are when they died, or their diet. We can determine their diets too.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's
I think we can do that because like the mass spectrometer separates the different masses of the carbon. So then we have carbon-14, which the isotope has a different mass, and that's the one that's radioactive decay.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, that's pretty interesting. So it seems like electricity and magnetism is used fairly widely. I mean, just from the few examples we use right now, I mean, we're using it right now. We have lights on in this room. I'm sure the computer uses electromagnetism.
Transformer.
I mean, it sounds like pretty sound information.
I mean, pretty much our whole lives are like hugely dependent on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, thanks for expanding on that for me, guys. I understand it quite a bit better now.
No problem. We can just